Hello everyone and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or any of the other attractions in Central Florida, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to try any of the DVC resorts for really, really good prices, staying at the Boardwalk, Old Key West, Poly, Grand Floridian, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for anything in the Central Florida area, contact our friends at Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, if you need to book a trip anywhere in the world, and especially Walt Disney World, contact me at American Tourist Travel, and we will help you out with all your travel needs. So that's it, guys. We're going to hop on the train and head on over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello everyone and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. As you guys know, we record as John's going in. We had a couple difficulties on the way in. The show's good. We got it done. But one of the most important things we forgot to redo on the second time was wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. To all you wonderful mothers out there to listen to our show, and thank you for listening to our show, and thank you for being the great human beings that you are. So we want to wish you all a very happy Mother's Day, and we hope you have a blessed and beautiful day. So again, happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful mothers of the show. Bye-bye. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. Now I'm joined back with John in the car, no longer sitting across from me. Good morning, John. Pull up a car.
Hey, good morning. Cruising into it. You know, I am heading back to Walt Disney World. Unfortunately, I'm now wearing a bus driver uniform instead of my shorts and flip-flops. But yeah. What are you going to do?
I wish you'd have wore that one day for us and modeled it, John.
Yeah. Well, you missed your chance.
I would love to see Johnny Orlando in his bus outfit. I didn't get to do that. That was the one downfall of the whole trip.
You know what? I had them in my car, too, because I switched in my old ones for new ones, so they were sitting in the car the entire week.
I mean, I'm glad you didn't wear that to dinner at the Paddlefish. Nobody even
that would have looked a bit awkward, I think.
No, nobody to paid attention to us. You know how much women love a man in uniform, John.
I don't know about a bus driver uniform, but...
Come on, Ralph Cramden was a sex symbol in the 40s and 50s, buddy.
So. Yeah. The least comparison you can do to me to Jackie Gleason, the better, I think.
Well, if you could shoot pool like him, I'd be in awe of you, John. How about that? So, but anyhow, how you doing today, brother?
Not too bad. Back to it. I started back to work yesterday, so already back in the habit.
Well, I didn't even know you worked yesterday.
Yeah. I had a night shift last night from 3-something until 11-something.
Oh, and where were you roaming at?
I did driver shuttle between Epcot, Animal Kingdom, and then took break at Magic Kingdom and did Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios.
Well, we'll kick this off with the one thing I will say. Me and Brenda were talking there, and this is Doug Davis speaking. John does not know this. We don't pre-record or anything else like that. We had a wonderful trip with everybody. The only thing I will say is there is no way those parks are at 35%, John. I mean, when we were at Hollywood Studios, you weren't there with us. But I can promise you, that was the most crowded I have ever been at Hollywood Studios. We were there May the 4th, which I have to lose my number one Star Wars fan badge. Because when I booked it, I had no idea I was doing that. I realized like a week before we were going that I made that reservation. And the way things are right now, there's no changing it.
Yeah. No, we walked through Hollywood the day after we went to the Magic Kingdom. Me, Nicholas, and Lisa went over there just to show Nicholas and Lisa to Star Wars or Galaxy's Edge because they weren't getting on the attractions. So we walked through, and I would say maybe the rest of the park is generously at 50 to 60%. I would say Galaxy's Edge is probably at
100%. Oh, dude, you couldn't move. And the day we were there, John, we did Slinky Dog right away. We got on that. That ride went, we got in a long line. It was all the way through. It was no, the line was no different than the last time we did Slinky Dog, John. The social distancing was no different. The way line was no different. I mean, it cracked us up because you would go through some of the cattle styles. You know what I'm saying? The turnstiles. And there would be no bar. There'd be the plexiglass up on two of them. And then you would go through the next 10 where your neighbor's right across from you, and there's none up. So, like, the rhyme or reason was, like, we were just sitting there trying to figure out what the whole concept was of this social distancing. And I'm not mad about it because I'm vaccinated, so.
Yeah, I think that it's just the attempt. You know, I think Disney, one of my trainers going through training and driving a bus, he said, I'm going to give you 100% of my knowledge. If you remember 70% of it, I'll be happy. That's basically, I think, Disney's mentality is, hey, look, you know, we tried 70% to do this. If 40 or 50% of the people pay attention, it's better than nobody, you know, because, I mean, they can't have, I mean, especially the standing in the queues. You can't have a cast member every 10 feet going,
no,
stand in the line, stand on that green line, stand on that green. It's just not going to happen. So, I mean, they made the attempt, you know, so
it's
people are going to be people. So.
Yeah, 100%. And the point is, like, but they weren't even separating us at all, John. I mean, the Slinky Dog, and I'm not mad about it. The point is, it would just be like they're not separating you at all, but then they're yelling at you when you're standing by yourself to put your mask on. It's like you couldn't wrap your head around. Like, there was multiple times, me, Judith, Tommy, or at Hollywood Studios, you know where ABC Commissary is, we're waiting for dinner. I mean, for lunch. Which was fabulous. We'll get into that later, or on a trip report show, one or the other, because I don't think we'll be able to fit everything, and we might have to do a show just for our trip.
But, yeah, that sounds good.
But we're sitting on the walls. There's these little half walls across from ABC Commissary. We're on the wall. We're away from everybody. We're trying to get out of the heat, if you follow me. And we're being yelled at to put our mask on. And we're by ourselves. There's another couple on the other side. And we're being yelled at. And I figured, you're sitting alone, you're allowed. You follow me? And I had water with me. But then we go in the ABC Commissary. There's 200 people inside this building, and nobody has a mask on. So it's like, I can't – you can't figure it out. You know what I'm saying, John? It's like you could – the France restaurant, that looks like a fishbowl tank. You look in there, and there's 150 people in there with no mask. But you're standing out the side of the France Pavilion. You're over by the wall looking at the beautiful friendship boats in the water, and you pull your mask down, you're being yelled at. It's just the logic of it. Me and Brenda, the moral to the story is we won't return until you can't wear a mask. Because wearing the mask out in the heat was stifling, John. We said we won't do it again if we have to wear a mask.
No, that day at Epcot, me, you, Lisa, Brenda, JJ, and Judith and Tommy all walked around Epcot and saw several things and ate a couple items. It was ungodly hot. It was surface
yes.
of the sun hot. And then that, me and Lisa and JJ left about 10 minutes after you guys did and walked out to the car. That walk from
yes.
American Adventure. That was probably one of the hottest walks I've ever had in my entire life. And you know what? Nicholas, who just arrived on Wednesday, and then Judith and Tommy, who are leaving today, they had the best weather. That day, it rained
yes.
a little bit on Thursday. Friday, Saturday, and today are all just absolutely gorgeous. About 15 degrees cooler and about half the humidity. So we just picked the wrong friggin' week. So.
Yeah, and all said and done, we had one of the best times we've ever had on a vacation. We loved hanging with you guys. It was phenomenal. But the only way I would ever wear a mask, it would have to be December, January, and February, where it's going to keep you warm.
Yeah.
But it was – we just didn't understand. Like, my opinion with the way things are, they should allow you outside to not have one. The minute you – they should have two cast members standing at every entranceway to every – ride and make you put your mask on when you enter inside the building, because standing outside in Epcot's World Showcase, walking around there is a hell of a lot safer than sitting down to eat in any indoor place. Can we agree on that?
We can agree on that, but I mean, Doug, don't get mad at the individual cast.
No, I love the kid. Not mad at them at all.
You're complaining about them yelling at you.
No.
They are told to do what they're told to do, and they're doing what they're told. So I mean,
I'm not mad. I didn't give any of them any crap. I did what they asked me to do. I understand it's a crappy job. That would not be the job I would want to have to do, to be yelling at adults to put masks on.
No,
I get it.
No, and believe me, it's nothing. It's nothing fun. You know, you got 20 people getting on your bus, and I'm supposed to tell these individuals to put their mask on, you know, and nobody wants to do it. I mean, I agree. Believe me, I wear it all friggin' day. It's miserable, but
we didn't
and when I go on break, I want to sit there and be left alone and not be friggin' and that's you understand now why I was like irked at that, we call them the COVID Nazi girls that run around. I mean, why? I'm sitting by myself enjoying my soda. Let me alone. I wear this damn thing all day. So.
Again, I didn't give not one. We didn't give anybody any grief. No problem. I didn't eat. I didn't get scowl. I didn't yell. I didn't do any. I just did what I was told. But my point is the higher up, again, the Harvard graduate that we talk about that don't ever have boots on the ground, the logic of it makes no sense. You're going to allow me to sit in your restaurants at total capacity and eat, but I can't walk around outside. And that's the thing that baffles me, John. It's the logic of it. It has nothing to do with the cast members. They were doing the best job they could, and we had some of the best cast members ever. The Paddlefish. How great was Pamela at the Paddlefish, our waitress?
Yeah. We had a fantastic meal. It was a great time. So
I mean, the bottom line is, it's uncomfortable. You can't even concentrate right, is what my problem is. Because I had the problem at work, because I've gotten arguments at work, but that's trying to get my job to look good. You can't see your feet with the mask on. You can't see below you. Your concentration level is not the same as what it's on and it's off. That's the problem. You just don't feel like you're in the moment with the mask on. Does that make sense to you, John?
Climbing stairs is terrible. Walking down to the break room yesterday and go down the utilidors of the Magic Kingdom, you constantly have to look all the way down, which throws your equilibrium off. So, yeah, it's certainly an awkward situation. And now you understand even more than before why I'm worried about our cast members this summer who are going to have to wear that mask and a face shield outside in the Florida heat.
Yeah,
we're going to have so many people pass out from heat stroke if we don't do something about enabling them
again
to get some air to themselves. So.
We were watching seniors and elderly people with those masks on struggling at the parks, John. You understand? I mean, it's too much. It's more of a danger outside at the park in the heat of the summer to have a mask on than it is worrying about getting COVID, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's way too hot. It's too cumbersome. And I had a fantastic time, John. I didn't want to leave. So that's the truth. Brenda goes, she loved it. She looks at me and she goes, she's giving me the look. I still can't believe how much you love this place. You know, it's amazing how I feel when I'm there. Even as much as it aggravates me, it's still my true happy place. So, but some of the rules, I did read that they are dropping most of the face shields for all cast members. It's just the mask now, John.
Okay. All right. Well, so, and I know, checking in yesterday, I didn't get my temperature checked, so that's phased out. Cast members yesterday, and then I think guests Monday. So.
Well, do you know one of the reasons too for that? It's so darn hot. They don't know now if it's the heat. They don't know
exactly
what it's from.
Exactly. Like,
you're breathing your heat back into your hot mask, and making your head hot. How do they know if you have a fever? You're just overheated.
You're walking in from the parking lot. Your forehead's right in the sun. So.
Yeah. So we'll cover some of the news. One of the other things we did real quick, John, recording with you at the Oasis pool. How awesome was that?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Pool was beautiful. And had a couple of beers. It was a good time.
Yep. I give that resort, the stay we had, it was a 95 to 99 out of 100. The room, I have to say, we checked in, John, no dust anywhere.
Hence, wow, look at you.
Dude, the room, I will say, the cleaning that they do at the Wyndham, the room was spotless. There wasn't even a flake in a solid white bathroom, and there was not even a piece of clothing, like, you know, a thread anywhere. You know what I'm saying, John? There was nothing. Everything was 100% spotless. Even the TV, I don't know if it's a 55 or a 65 inch flat screen they have hanging on the wall. That's beautiful. Even the screen on that didn't have a fingerprint on it, John. So when the sunlight shining on that hanging on the wall and you could see the glass and it's spotless, they're doing their job, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, there you go.
So the room was spotless. The only thing I will say, and I have to be honest because we always are on this show, and I love the Wyndham. George was great. It was great he was came on. The one problem is if you're taller than 6'2", I don't know how you're going to shower. The shower head, I'm 5'10", was right even with the top of my head. So that's my only thing. The showers, and if you do stay, ask to stay in the new tower. I know they're higher. There's something about the garden wing because the building's older, if you understand what I'm saying. That's where their shower head's on. The bathrooms are completely redone, but the shower heads are low. So if you're a really tall, 6'5", 6'6", you better request to stay in the tower. That's all I'm saying. Is that fair to say, John?
Yeah, that's not an issue with me, so don't worry about that.
No, but I have to be honest. That was my only thing. Brenda said she felt tall in that shower, and my wife's 5'7". So,
there you go.
You know. What they should do is, in my opinion, we have one of those waterfall shower heads, like the extension goes up and hangs higher.
Yeah.
That's what they need to do in them. And when I speak to my buddy George, I will mention that.
All right.
But they treated us great. It was wonderful. That Oasis Bar and Pool is one of the nicest outside bars on property, John.
Yeah, it's very, very pretty and... pretty decently themed and just a great view of the pool. So, and some nice cabanas out there you could wear.
Well, I just like the overall size of it and the covering. If you don't want to sit out in the sun, it has a big overhang is what I like about it.
Yeah, there's certainly some nice shade.
Yeah, so, and the food, John, our buddy Jim Tucker told us to, he tweeted out multiple times that we must try these chicken wings. So when somebody does that to you that many times, you have to try them. Am I wrong?
No, you better, Dan.
No. So what we did, we snuck down, we got the chicken wings, and we got the mahi fish tacos. And they were incredible. They do have their own flavor. Like they say the chef has a special rub that he puts on them or ingredients, whatever he puts on them. They do have a different taste than I've ever... They are very, very good. I do highly recommend them. Try them. And the tacos were very good, John.
So, okay.
But anywho. And before we get going on the news real quick, then we'll go back to our trip. We loved being with you and Lisa. You raised a very nice young man. I couldn't even pick on him. He's too nice, John.
Yeah, he's a very quiet kid, so, yeah, that's about the impression you get. He's a nice kid.
And when he told me he was 22, I was like, dude, quit the lying. You're not 22. He has a baby face. He looks like he's no older than 17, 18.
Yeah. Yeah, no, hopefully he can stay with that that look, you know, as he ages. So.
Yes, like I did. If he stays young like Dougie Handsome, you know what I'm saying, Captain Handsome, he'll be okay. No,
yeah,
but...
Okay.
All kidding aside, you're raising a good kid there, John. He was very polite, very well-mannered. Good job, John. And Lisa. I know Lisa did most of it, so.
Absolutely.
So, but no, it was wonderful meeting your son. I am sorry we didn't get to meet the young Republican. I tried tweeting you, but you guys were texting. You were roaming when you were zigging when we were zagging.
Yeah, we were heading to Hollywood Studios and then Epcot, and I think you were going heading somewhere else or something. But, yeah, unfortunately, didn't run into him, but... He's still there. He's not leaving until tomorrow. So.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, we stayed at Epcot all that night. We were at Epcot till we closed it on Test Track. Well, we closed it about 9:15 on Test Track.
Well, that's you closing it, so.
Yes.
Sounds good.
But anywho, and we can't leave out the beautiful Judith and the wonderful Tommy. It was, you guys made our trip. It was more fun than we even thought it would be. Everybody got along. Like, then if we've been friends a long time, John, we don't get to see each other a lot, but doesn't it seem like we've been friends forever, all of us?
Yeah. Seems almost like we all went to high school together or some stuff. Almost flipped there, but yeah, it almost seems like that. So.
Yeah, it was really good. So, anywho, love you guys, and I was very it was a wonderful trip with yous, and we're going to cover some of the trip as much as we can at the end of this after we fly through the news, and if not, we'll do a little something more on the trip. How's that sound, John?
Yeah, we have so much to talk about with all our meals we had and stuff. Yeah. That we may have to do a trip report one night on the way home or something.
Yes, that would be phenomenal. And I'm going to have Judith on this week, too, I'm hoping. Because she's going to be doing a new YouTube channel, she's telling me so. Oh, video of the first performance of the Celebration of Lion King. The Lion King is back, John. So that's good news. It started yesterday.
Yes, I saw that yesterday, and all my buddies from the Festival of Lion King were tweeting.
So we cut you off, Johnny, as you hit the Rocky Smoky, the biggest mountain range in all the USA. You were commenting on the Lion King. You got all the way up to you're glad it's back and blah blah blah. So it is nice the Lion King is back.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I saw a lot of my cast member friends from that show tweeting out yesterday. They were so excited to be back at work on the attraction they love. So it's fantastic to see it back.
Oh, it really is. It's. Little steps forward, and it's getting back to our old Disney. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, that is absolutely the best show on property. And if you go and see that show and come out of there and you're not in a good mood, then you should never spend your money on a Walt Disney World trip again, because you're just a miserable person. I'm just
yep.
saying.
Yep, there's a lot of them that are like that still.
I don't know how you can't come out of there happy. It's the best show, and just such an uplifting and positive message. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Johnny. It's a great show. We were watching American Idol. We got home, and it's kind of – we just started it. But the Idols were in Walt Disney World. A few days before we got down there, they recorded with, you know, a guy that, you know, we and him have the same problems of constantly being told how good-looking we are. Me and John Stamos, he was down there with the Idols, and I know what it feels like, John, so – being a heartthrob.
Do you?
Yeah.
I saw that, you know, the girls just running up to you as you made your way around World Showcase.
Dude, it's tough, but somebody has to do it, John.
Okay.
You've seen how Brenda looks at me, don't you, John? I have her brainwashed, actually. She does love me.
Yeah, but, I don't know how you did that one. So.
Yeah.
some good stuff.
Yes, buddy. It took me a while, but I did brainwash her to love me, John. But anywho, they were down there, and it was pretty cool that we turned it on this morning before we recorded and started watching it. And they're doing all song. They were in the Magic Kingdom. At Walt Disney World, and they did recordings for different places. So it's keeping a little trickle alive for us being there, if you understand what I'm saying. And the one kid was singing the Lion King song, John. So it kind of made me want to go there and see it. I'm glad it's open.
Gotcha.
So, Disney after this, here we go, John. You know things are back. Temperature screening requirements already dropped at Walt Disney World hotels, restaurants, according to official website. That was yesterday. Digital tip board arrives at Disney's Animal Kingdom, which that's pretty cool, John. They have a new tip board there. And here we go. So we know things are going to get back to normal. Disney After Hours Boo Bash coming to Magic Kingdom and Walt Disney World, John.
I don't understand why, if they're going to have the party again, why would they change the name?
No, I have no clue.
I mean, so you're having an after-hours party. You've had Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party for, what, the last 30 years or something, and now you're basically going to have Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, but we're going to call it Boo Bash instead. Does that mean anything?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, okay. Again, it's the upper guys at B, John, that we don't understand. Disney has announced today a new ticketed event for Halloween season at Walt Disney World will take place at the Magic Kingdom in 2021. The new offering, Disney After Hours event with a Halloween twist. The news means there is no return of Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which, given the current uncertainty surrounding the pandemic, may not come as much as they're surprised. Like, but what, like you just said, what's the difference?
I know this one's not going to have the fireworks, or at least this year won't have the fireworks and the parade. So maybe that's it. Maybe they, since they weren't going to have those two elements, they figured they couldn't actually have the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. I don't know.
But whatever. Do you think they're still going to charge the $129 and $139 price, John?
Oh, I would imagine.
So we're going to give you less and charge you more. There you go. It's going to, but it's there. And with the social distancing, John, this is where I'm going to have a problem too. Are they still going to allow these other crowds to come in at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, they were coming in at 7 or something like that.
Yes.
I think the park's supposed to close at some point. I don't know. So.
Yeah, last
I read through it, but it, I don't know, with the amount of time they're extending to Magic Kingdom all the time and stuff. I don't know. It just gets confusing.
Well, so. To me, it's not. It's the same as it was. The Magic Kingdom used to close at 9, and the parties would go from 9 to midnight. That's exactly what they're going to do now. The problem is, before all the pandemic happened, you'd be at the park, and like me and Brenda were the last time, it was a gazillion trillion people. My wife got a claustrophobic rage. Which you've met Brenda now multiple times. Could you see what it takes for my wife to go rage?
I don't even know how she'd get upset.
Dude, she was like me. That's how upset she was to get out of that park. I mean, she was literally pushing people she was in a panic, dude. Because we were being crushed in so bad. That's how many people were in that park. Because it was one of those nights, if you follow me. But the bottom line is, if with this going on, if you're going to allow the second ticketed event to come in at 7 o'clock, there's no fast pass, no nothing. And you're going to allow I know they can't get on rides, but they're still in the way of the food. It's hard enough to get a dining reservation now, John. Am I wrong?
Yeah, except for Disney Springs.
Yes. And even that isn't easy. It isn't what it normally is. But the bottom line is, I hope they're not letting people in at 7, because going shopping, they're counting people going in and out the door. So the only thing that the people are going to be able to do to get into 7, they can't go on rides until 9 or 9:30, whenever the park closes. All they're going to be able to do is get in your way in shopping and get in your way of eating. Am I wrong?
I suppose.
So it's crazy, but they're saying here they think it'll be $129 in advance and $139 day off. Spooky Festival will include Halloween-themed cavalcades, character sightings throughout the parks, special performance by cavalcade dance, decor, lighting, music, treat stops with plenty of candy and more. Disney has said more details will be announced. So I don't understand how you go trick-or-treating, roam in all the stores, have 200 people in a restaurant, but a parade can't go by, John. I just don't understand the logic of it. I don't. Disney's After Hour Boo Bash will grant admission to Magic Kingdom as early as 7 p.m. without the need of that day's park pass or theme park reservation, giving you time to enjoy your favorites. Like prior events, the experience offers low wait times at more than 20 attractions for Classic and Haunted Mansion, Space Mountain, newer favorites like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. So I just can't wrap my head around the logic, because this ticketed event is supposed to even have less people. I guarantee you less people, if they're saying they're doing it right, the people standing out watching a parade would have less chance of getting anything with it being a ticketed event and lower crowd than I had it at the Tomorrowland Terrace eating lunch, or the ABC Commissary with 250 people inside, you know, or 200 people inside. So, I don't know. I would like to know the logic, John. Are you going to this?
No. We did the party a couple of years ago. We do the Halloween party again, and we'll wait until it comes back with fireworks and the parade and all that bit. So,
I will. This is some good news, John. Galateria Toscana will be another fan favorite stop along Epcot's World Showcase Promenade. Me and Brenda stopped here, and we got food at we got gelato, John, at the new restaurant when it opened. When I say fabulous, I mean absolutely out of this world, the gelato was.
Good deal.
Now, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. Brenda got the, it was like a frozen sangria kind of deal.
Yeah.
Did you see the post I put up with the, with the sign? She got a frozen white sangria, and then I got something special. I got Copa del Nonno. It was so good, John. It was vanilla chocolate gelato, and cookies and cream gelato with the chocolate sauce, whipped cream, but it had fresh made amaretto cookies on it too, John. And the thing of it is I think you would have loved it because it was not sweet. It wasn't overly sweet. I ate the whole damn thing, John, and I can't remember the last time I ate an entire Sunday style treat.
Now, did that place, did they have seating for you, or was there any covered air-conditioned seating, or was it all outside type stuff?
It's all outside. You walk over to, like, the food and wine tables. That's what me and Brenda did.
Okay. I was hoping there was some kind of little indoor seating, but I suppose not.
So. No, it's kind of like, it's one of the festival booths on steroids.
Okay.
It's just bigger, but it's a beautiful building. They did a great job. I mean, literally, you walk by Italy now, if you're a newbie and don't pay attention to the craziness that we do, you'd think that has been there the entire time the Italy Pavilion has been open. So, and it was $11.75 for the Coppa di Nonno. It was $11.75, and Brenda's frozen white sangria was $11. So, and it was worth every penny, John. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, sounds good.
It really was, even though.
Yeah, I saw there was a tiramisu on the menu, so I'll probably hit it for that. So.
Yeah, well, if you get a chance, just try the flat-out gelato, John. It is. It melts in your mouth, even though ice cream does. But you know what I'm saying? It's just the textures, and the flavors are out of this world, John. So. It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. So I highly recommend it. I got some nice pictures from over the. We stayed there at the Italian Pavilion for probably about 45 minutes. The only downfall is Brenda ate a lot of my amaretto cookies and I wasn't happy about it.
I think you can handle that.
Disney expands its partnership with Event Health as it becomes the official healthcare provider of Walt Disney World Resort. Is Disney about to announce the return of the Halloween party? We know that, yes. Here's one here, John, that I'll get into, I guess, because it's part of the news, it's part of our trip. The wave closing for refurbishment this summer at Disney's Contemporary Resort. I wish they'd have closed a week earlier.
You were so excited about getting your crab cake eggs Benedict, and you told me a gajillion times that I had to absolutely get it, and then you go and get it, and apparently it was very disappointing.
Oh, dude, it broke. It was almost. I'm going to start calling that dish Fredo. It literally broke my heart, dude. It really broke my heart.
Did you feel like you needed to put it on a boat and take it out to the middle of the
water?
Shoot it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. 100%, dude. I should have done that. I should have got off and gone out to the boat launch and sent that meal out to sea. But they're closing July 16th, and they'll reopen on the anniversary October 1st. You kind of had a feeling this was coming with the entire resort being remodeled, the main building. So it opened in 2008, and I'm telling you, my wife tried it too. She was unhappy with her avocados. I had the Florida Eggs Benedict, and Brenda had the avocado toast. And we were going to share each other's. And we both disliked our own, but didn't want no part of each other's. It was that bad. It was like we couldn't even rely on a backup dish, either one of us.
Yeah.
If you go,
yeah, that really stinks, right?
Yeah.
Well, at least yours was good. No, didn't even get to do that.
And I ate 3/4 of it because I felt like I had to, John. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to waste it like we've talked about, but every bite got worse. If it wasn't for the horrible potatoes, were the good part of it. They were bad, but they were good because everything else was so bad, John. Like, they were just. You ever have a hard potato that has no taste?
Yes, I have.
That's what they were, but they actually absorbed the nastiness of the rest of it. So I would eat a bunch of potatoes with each bite of the Eggs Benedict to get it down me. To have at least I felt like I got something out of my $17.
You know, Doug, and you're part Irish and I'm part German, and we absolutely love potatoes. So if you screwed up potatoes for Doug, you really screwed something up.
They just were tasteless, John.
Yeah,
I mean, they were. And Brenda's avocado toast, it had this, like the last time it didn't have this, it had like an onion puree or something. I don't know what it was, but I don't know, a sweet onion. Like, who wants a sweet onion? Not me. It just didn't go right. It was like an onion jam.
Yeah, onion jam is another one of those hot items, you know, like bacon, avocado to begin with, pumpkin spice. I think onion jam is in that category too. It's the hip thing to put on food. So
yeah, and I felt bad, like we were joking, and I think he was having a bad day, our waiter. I remember his name, but I don't want to throw him under the bus because he was a nice guy. But I swear, we could have been on fire at the table and he wouldn't have noticed the shot. And me and Brenda were making jokes. We're like, I'm on fire over here. We're using his name and we're come help us. And he'd just walk right by.
Oblivious, right?
Yeah, it was. But he was super nice. When you get to the table, like, he reminded me of, you know how you're running like 5 minutes behind all day, you feel like?
Yeah.
That was the mood he looked like he was in. It just looked like he was flustered that day, so I didn't want to break his stones. I spilt the water at the table, and we basically had to handle the whole thing on our own, John. It was like there was no help for us. I went to pick up the glass, and it was so condensated that it, like, slipped out of my hands. It was like, it felt like there was still soap on the outside of the glass. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you must have ate there one of them very humid mornings. A lot of condensation on everything, right?
Yeah, it was the kickoff of the trip, and I will have to say, thank God that wasn't the theme of the rest of the trip. Because after that, every meal we had was phenomenal. But that one there was, like, nasty as nastiness could be.
Well, we'll talk about it when we do our trip report, but we ended our vacation on one of those meals, so.
Just give us a hint of what restaurant.
Ale and Compass.
Oh, okay. Well, this ought to be fun then, John. So, they're very, very interesting. Was it a breakfast?
No, it was dinner with Nicholas.
Oh, okay. Oh, poor Nicholas. It's one of his first meals.
What we had, we'll talk about it all much in more in depth later. It wasn't horrible. It just wasn't what I expect, you know?
No. Disney recruited numerous actors and stunt performer roles at Star Wars Galaxy Star Cruiser. You headed over, John?
No, you know it. You know it. So, did we ever talk about the buses that they're going to have for transports?
Yeah.
Galaxy's Edge?
Yeah,
talked about that, right?
Yeah, where you ain't going to be able to see the driver.
Yeah. So maybe that's a role for me, but I don't know about a stunt actor.
Well, you could apply for it, right, John?
Sure.
Disney's website is listing a number of performance roles for the upcoming Galaxy Star Cruiser experience at Walt Disney World. Positions include, right up my alley, stunt performer, actors, musicians. I could sing, John. For one-of-a-kind, immersive Star Wars multi-day adventure. Performers will join guests as respective crew members, guests, and interlopers as they travel in style in the Outer Rim. So you can go and apply if you want to work for the Star Cruiser, John. I think it would be a cool job.
Actually, it'd be a lot of fun, and I'm that age, and I can grow my beard out where I would look kind of like one of the Jedi masters or something like that. I think maybe one of the pudgy ones, but nonetheless, I think I could fill that role. So I don't know. That's a thought. I mean, it would certainly be fun. So you get to pretend play all the dang time. So, you know.
Absolutely. I could see you as one of the Yoda's relatives.
Yoda's relative. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Or maybe the Mandalorian I have spoken.
That guy, huh?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. I'm sorry, dude. I'm only kidding with you. You're definitely Luke.
Handsome. We all can't live up to the expectations
dude,
set by
you're
Captain.
Definitely a younger version of Luke Skywalker. We know that, John.
Yeah.
Disney has today announced that more of Walt Disney restaurants will be opening. Johnny, your Cape May Cafe.
Yeah, with no crab legs. Scratch it.
Is that what it said?
Yeah, Lisa looked through the menu yesterday. Of course she did. And there's no crab legs on the menu. So we will not be going until crab legs returns to the menu because, as we've discussed several times, Lisa literally eats nothing but the crab legs. So it would be worthless for us to go. So.
Yeah, it would be. What's the sense? That's what it's known for.
What's the sense? Yeah. I mean, the other stuff is good, and I eat across the board, and I enjoy it. But, no, Lisa literally eats nothing but the crab legs.
But
so.
All the other stuff across the board you can get anywhere else. The reason you go there is the endless amount of crab legs.
Yep. So.
Starting at the Animal Kingdom, characters will return to the Tusker House this summer. During the modified character experience, guests will be served family-style entrees inspired by flavors of Africa. You can take photos with Donald Duck and friends dressed in their safari best and promenade through the restaurant. More details on the menu and reservations coming soon. Cape May Cafe will reopen on May 18th at Disney's Beach Club. The restaurant will serve breakfast and dinner, but mini Beach Bash characters breakfast and seafood and more dinner buffet will not return at reopening. The All You Care to Enjoy family style breakfast menu will feature pastries including layered Krispy Kreme filled lobster tail. I don't know if that sounds good. What do you think?
No.
Omelets and Mickey Mouse Minnie Mouse waffles. Highlight from dinner will include house made Parker House rolls and cornbread. That sounds good, the cornbread and rolls. A seafood boil with a variety of fresh seafood. The turf platter with steak and chicken and lobster mac and cheese. Booking opened 2 days ago on May 7th. So. And finally, Contemporary Chef Mickey's will return to family-style diner complete with character appearances. The dinner menu will include Mickey's Caesar citrus poached shrimp salad, assorted breads, main courses, and gnocchi, roasted garlic potato gratin, plant-based farro wheat fried rice. There you go, John. I know you're in for that plant-based shit.
Oh, yeah, that sounds real yummy.
Prime rib, roast turkey, and salmon. That's your fault from earlier in the show, John.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least I didn't pull the trigger. You pulled.
I couldn't help it, dude. I'm tired of the plant-based. I really am. And I seen this next article coming up, and that's what made me drop it. We're not headed to any of these restaurants until after they're back at full bore, right, John?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's plenty of other places that obviously that you can eat at for the price that we pay for Cape May, and I'll get a better meal. No, Cape May was all about the crab legs. So.
Well, the reason I dropped the S word, I apologize to friends, family, and children. Epcot's harmonious barges get a lot more black with the new paint scheme. Dude, we've seen them in person now. We'll talk about this again during the trip report. They are horrible. You have to admit that, John. It looks like Star Wars. Literally, it looks like Darth Vader landed in the middle of World Showcase Lagoon. Can I exaggerate anymore?
You know, as you make your way around to the other side over by America and you're looking back, they're kind of spread out a little bit, and I don't think they take up nearly as much room. But they're still eyesores. But when you walk in, they're all there, like, grouped together. It's a pretty freaking atrocious, I have to admit. So.
Dude, it is horrible. And I'm looking at it, like, and the sad part is my wife was scratching the itch, if you understand what I'm saying. It was bothering her as much as me.
Yeah.
She would look over, and I would forget about them, like, because we were looking at other things or whatever. And then she would go to look, and she would go, "Can you see that? Look at that. It's ruining that." And I would see it again, it would fire me right back up. It would be like the heartburn just coming back up through again. There so many of my best picture spots are just a big barge sitting in my face.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, and I know I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt, saying the show's going to be great and then the fountains are going to be pretty. But regardless, no matter how pretty the fountains are during the day, you still don't have the views that you used to have. No matter what we do, we're never going to have those views again. So cherish those pictures you have from a couple of years ago. That's for sure.
It's just pathetic. And then I sent you, did you see the waters, the one I sent you with the fountain?
No, I don't think it came through. I never saw that.
It's on your text message. John, it's even worse. It looks like the way the fountain's shooting, it looks like your sink has a leak in it. Or when half the shower head's clogged and it's shooting 50 different ways when you go to that house. Dude, it doesn't make it any better. All it does is, you know the spaces that you could actually see through the barge?
Yeah.
Now you can't. You see less. Yeah. You see less, John. It is. This is going to make River of Light seem like Illuminations, is all I'm saying, John.
No, I think the show will be good. I just don't know if the show is going to be good enough to counterbalance the fact that we lost the views. So
I bet you, okay, I'll say 70%, because you're going to have the 30% of the Disney sheep that no matter what Disney does, because I get backlash all the time. Yeah, they charged me $175 for that soda because they did it for you. And you'll have those people that no matter what will be on Disney's side. You know, so I will say 70% of people, if you gave them the option of having their view back and illuminations compared to whatever it is, this new show better drop money out of the sky. That's all I'm saying, for it to be better with the way it makes my view right now. Because it was like people complained about the Mickey, the hat, the hat at Hollywood Studios, and the wand on Spaceship Earth. Are you kidding me? They're like a pimple on a giant's butt compared to this. Am I wrong? The saucer's hat in front of the Chinese theater, and the wand on the ball were like the worst thing ever. Am I wrong, John?
No, I liked them actually.
Yeah, but they were big
complaints. A lot of people hated them. I didn't care for the saucer's hat, but I never minded the wand. I thought it was kind of cute.
Yeah, so. Neither one bothered me, John. I got used to the saucer's hat. It wasn't a big deal. But these are like pimples on the butt compared to what they did to World Showcase Lagoon. They might as well just put a big freaking wall up in front of in Cinderella's castle. That's what I compare it to me.
Well, literally, you were right with the Darth Vader ship. It literally does look like some aliens have landed in the middle of World Showcase is what it looks like. So.
Yeah, it looks like some sci-fi movie where the Avengers land on Earth. Remember when the spaceship comes down? I mean, that's what it reminds me of.
And that big circle thing literally looks like the one from Stargate. So, yeah, it looks like the future Egyptians are about to become busting through, and Ra is going to come through. It's crazy, man.
It's just horrible. It was nice. I will say the castle was gorgeous. Walls down at Cinderella's castle stage is refurbished at nears completion. We got some good pictures in front of the castle. It was beautiful. People were really complaining about the cardboard cutouts on the Three Caballeros. No Cinco de Mayo return for Three Caballeros at Epcot's Grand Fiesta Tour. It's a sad, sad show there, John. So.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to get on Three Caballeros. So. We didn't even have a chance to go through Mexico, because the day we were there with you guys, it was Cinco de Mayo, and I didn't even want to walk over there, so.
Dude, that area, no matter what it is, that little area,
crowded.
It's always a big bottleneck, John.
Yep, you are correct.
Yeah. Planned maintenance will delay Skyliner's opening Thursday, May 6th. We didn't get to go on them this trip, and we'll talk more, but they were broken down like four times when we were there.
Yeah, they're still working some bugs out and stuff like that. They were down when we left Hollywood Studios, either for maintenance of some sort or the weather, because it had started to rain then. But then by the time we started walking, they were up and running. So and then we left Epcot later, and me and Nicholas took a ride on them, and they ran fine. So
yeah, somebody was stuck. They were stuck for 40 minutes when we were there. The one day, people on them.
Honestly, he was hoping to get stuck so he could hopefully get him a Disney gift card. And I'm like, dude, I ain't trading it. I don't want to be stuck up here. So.
No. Brenda looked at that and she said, "Copa de no, no." I'm not going on that. Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser is now on the guide map, John.
All right.
So, Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser model now on display inside Walt Disney Presents at Hollywood Studios. That's pretty cool to see, John.
Yeah, absolutely. The place that nobody that listens to our show will ever be able to afford to go to.
Yes. So. Well, maybe Judith and Tommy, the to-do crowd. You know what I'm talking about, John?
No, you know what?
The highfalutins.
Judith and Tommy, they're two boys. If those boys have kids, and then Neo's kids turn to be about 7 or 8, and then they want to go, they'll go.
Yeah.
And that's what I think. So.
Yeah, I don't even think Tommy and Judith will do this one, to be honest with you. I'm just kidding. Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser will open in 2022, along with the debut of Generation Lightsabers. So, and speaking of that, dude, like my wife on the way down with TSA, like, she had her little, she has, like, one of those little tiny cross bodies. It's almost like a wallet, not a purse. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
For her license and stuff. So she had her backpack, her carry-on bag, her backpack, her suitcase, her backpack, her one personal item, and she had that little body thing, and it was basically all inside of her jacket. And the lady goes, "No, you can't carry three things on the plane." And given her, so we had to pull over and put it away. Like, she wanted us to pull over. And I'm like, "No," I shoved it in my bag real quick. But the point was, she's getting on her, and then we're at Orlando, and I'm watching kids get on the plane with a backpack, a suitcase, and lightsabers in their hand. I mean, and my wife's getting yelled at for a little purse, if you understand what I'm saying, John. The rhyme or reason that they get, the airport drove me nuts, John. I wish, I still prefer to drive myself.
Yeah, I can kind of tell.
Yeah, but it was nice though. We did we were treated pretty good. I will say that it was worth the bump up, John.
First class, nice.
Yeah, it kept me out of trouble. So, what else we have here, John? You got another 10 minutes, right?
Correct.
All right. I'm reading through the news to see what else is popping up here. San Francisco's Summer Bites food truck offers tasty melts. I think that's in Disneyland, but they do look really good, John. No, it's Universal Studios over here. I mean, there's not a lot of Disney. There we go. The Disney World news wasn't front and center the way it usually be. I think Universal might have threw our site a couple extra bucks, John.
Well, Universal's food offerings have always been lackluster, so it'd be kind of interesting to see them have some kind of interesting food, because even at their Mardi Gras and their Christmas festival and stuff like that, they never go way out for food. And Mardi Gras is always disappointing. I mean, obviously we love Cajun Creole food, and they never have like food booths that people rave about with Cajun food. So it would be interesting to see if they're trying. So
I'm sending you a text right now of the picture, because it's on my screen, of this fountain, because this website here, it says, I'll read the article. It says, "Multitude of fountain testing on center harmonious barge at Epcot." And there's multiple pictures here. And it doesn't look anything so impressive, John. It just takes up more space. You tell me what you think when you see that.
That looks like when my sprinkler I had out back just busted up.
Yeah.
And went bleh.
Yeah, and I'll give everywhere. And I'll give you another side view here, John. You tell me if this looks gorgeous to you. And you tell me if Doug's being a butthead here. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you like to tell me that when I am.
Oh, you? No, you're always intelligent, well-informed, and fair, and unbiased in every way.
Yeah, there's a side view, John. Tell me if that looks appealing to you. Did you get the second one?
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I would say is maybe they're still working on it and getting the levels correct and all that type of stuff. So, but yeah, right now it just looks like your hose has got a leak in it, and then it's randomly spraying water everywhere.
But all it's doing is just taking up more space. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no
less
doubt about
view.
That, so.
Floor made of Coca-Cola products. I don't know what that is. Oh, dude, you're going to get this soon. Let me know when you get it. Cast members are receiving their 50th anniversary name tag soon. Are you excited about that?
Yes, I am, actually. So, and I wanted to, because I grew up in a little itty-bitty subsection of Orlando called Lockhart. That's where I went to elementary school. I went to middle school there. I lived behind the Rymar Drive-In, if anybody's familiar with Orlando. And so I actually wanted to get Lockhart put on my name tag, but Lisa talked me out of it because she said, "Now everybody knows you as Johnny Orlando. You can't have Lockhart put on there." Yeah, so I stuck with John Orlando, but those are getting made, and I think they're supposed to come out next week. So, yeah, I'm real excited about that. I just hope I can put my one-year pin on it. So, you know.
That'll be awesome. John, I bet you might get one of these. New Mandalorian Magic Band flies into Walt Disney World. It looks pretty cool.
Probably not get a Mandalorian one, but there is a Disney Dad one out there right now. I don't know if you've got a picture of that one somewhere. That's the one that I was supposed to look at at the Magic Kingdom Day, and I forgot about it. And I got Nicholas looking for it for me today, so hopefully he can find it.
Well, that's pretty cool. I don't know if I get one either. This just happened, John. It came up. This is pretty cool. Select Disney Springs Resort area hotels offering special rates for teachers and first responders. Six of Disney Resort area hotels, which include our wonderful Wyndham, celebrating first responders, teachers offering special booking rates for as low as $79 a night, John.
Yeah, that's a good price, huh?
B Resort, DoubleTree, Hilton Orlando Lake Buena Vista, Holiday Inn, and Wyndham Garden Lake Buena Vista. The Garden. Booking with special rates is now open until July 10th for stays between July 14th, proof of employment, blah blah blah. So, check out if you're a first responder or a teacher, call one of these resorts and see what rates you guys can get, or call me and I'll see what I can do for you.
There you go.
What else we have? Tell you what, those bus lanes, John. I don't know. You guys must have some serious close calls with the idiots when they're that don't realize that you're that don't pay attention that people are cutting across. Your guys are cutting across in front of them.
Yeah, the BRT lanes are somewhat nerve-wracking at times. Not only people driving in them, but yeah, like you're talking about when we actually make that right-hand turn onto Vista Drive off of Lake Buena or Buena Vista Drive, heading towards Fort Wilderness at the end of the Vista Drive. Yeah, that's a dangerous turn right there. But if I'm sitting first at that light, I always look and make sure all the cars are stopped and haven't started to roll, because you know how people don't pay attention. They see a car roll next to them and they figure it's time to go without looking to make sure they have a green light. So, yeah, it's a dangerous spot.
Well, what I seen happen where it's bad, like when you come from Disney Springs and you're headed up to that light where you make the right to go to Old Key West and
Yeah, that's Vista
yeah,
Drive right there. Yeah.
French Quarter and all. What
Yep.
happens is, you ever notice, like, because it happens around here too, which makes me even more scared there, when that green arrow hits and people aren't paying attention, they're looking down at their phone and the car moves next to you. You ever see that person run the red light because they're not paying attention? They go in the guy
Yeah.
who has a left turn green arrow.
Yeah, all the time.
Well, that's what happened here. When the bus started to go, the driver started to go and he locked up the brakes. And that's scary because they're not paying attention to the light. They're just going on like they're in a drag race and they're going the same time as the car next to them.
Yeah, that's nerve-wracking, and then the fact that the people driving in the BRTs, which is the bus rapid transit lanes on the way to Disney Springs, and especially on the way there and on the way back. I mean, and the thing is, Doug, again, we talked about this. It's not you get into it, it happens, no big deal. You know, just get out of it when you can. Don't panic and don't do something stupid. And that's when people get in accidents, is when they pay. I mean, you take a bad situation, you made it so much worse by doing something stupid. Like, I've seen people, they get caught at the light and there's four buses ahead of them and four of them behind them, and they start to go, I'm in the wrong place, I'm in the wrong place. And then he pulled out of the traffic lane into opposing bus traffic. So you took you looking a little stupid into, oh my God, I'm gonna kill my entire family. I mean, you know, so just think of what you're doing. So,
Dude, I seen more illegal U-turns this trip than
oh
I've ever
God,
seen.
yeah.
I mean,
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like, what is wrong with you? Like, so many people, listen, if you miss your exit, you can go down to the next one. You're not gonna fall. If you even leave the bubble, you're not gonna get hurt. I promise you. You can come right back in. I mean,
They don't charge you another admission to drive back onto property, I promise. So, yeah,
no.
and the thing is, Doug, you know, I mean, for the most part, I would say 90% of Disney is beautifully manicured. And it frustrates me when I'm driving to Animal Kingdom and I see people cutting across the median and they're tearing it up because they missed a turn. So now there's, you know, instead of this beautiful green grass in the median, I've got big old mud tracks. And people do it at Animal Kingdom, you know, because you can get that misled and pull right into Animal Kingdom. And so then they cut across that median there, which is dangerous, stupid, and idiotic in the first place. So pull into Animal Kingdom, make a U-turn, and come back out.
Don't
What
let
the
you go. Just
friggin'
say,
do?
listen, I didn't mean to come here.
Yeah.
I apologize.
It's
It
not
happened.
it's nothing terrible. I don't get why they feel that they have to do this or have to do that, you know, so but
No, they what you call it? They act like the cast members don't see this 50 times a day.
Exactly. I mean, it happens all the time. I don't know. There might be a bus driver that's accidentally pulled into Hollywood Studios twice when he wasn't paying as much attention as you. I don't know who I'm talking about. I have no idea. But
it happens, John. But, you know, just chill. New limited edition Moana Magic Bands. They look really cool. But they also have the Moana whole Dooney and Burke collection at Disney Springs, which I'll tell you what, those purses are really cool. My wife likes Doonies, not with the Disney stuff on them. But the Moana one really looks nice. They did a great job. So,
yeah, sounds very nice.
I don't know, John. There's not much more. A bunch of odds and ends that we'll cover more this week. I'll get your schedule from you. What day's looking good for you this week, possibly, on a drive to or from?
Tomorrow and tomorrow is I get off somewhat early, so tomorrow would be good.
Okay.
Thursday and Friday, either one of those would be good on the way home.
Yeah, we'll do tomorrow, because what I might do is I might even link our trip report maybe to the Wyndham recording we did. Maybe I'll do that.
Okay.
So, anyhow, I'll let you go. It's been a pleasure. Again, I loved being with you guys down there, and I can't wait to do the trip report. And I'm going to probably do one with Judith at the end of the week, and then I got another one coming up because Evan wants to do his. I mean, Evan wants to pop on again. And we got a bunch of guests that want to come back on. So, not want to do his. He already did his. But I might try to get Evan on again and do some odds and ends about what we all think about the world now, if you follow me, what we're looking forward to. So,
and if you want to talk to the young Republican again, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't mind doing a trip report and he'd give you some ideas on a solo trip. So,
yeah, and me and him, we see eye to eye, so we'd probably like it, right, John? No. That's what you accuse me of all the time. So,
you act like that's a bad thing.
No, I'm only kidding, John. Again, I loved being with you guys. Love being with Judith and Tommy. You guys did a great job with that boy of yours. And you head into work so you get money so you can book another Walt Disney World trip. And I'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
All right. It was great to see you. And bye-bye, folks.
Bye, guys. That's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools and pay our tabs and get on out of here. If you guys could you please head over to iTunes if you enjoy the show and leave us a review? We'd really appreciate it. Even if you don't, we'd really appreciate it. Also, you can head over to Twitter and find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at Grumpy6767. You can find us both at WDW Main Street on Twitter and Facebook. Also, head over to Podbeam and check out WDW Main Street, and you can find all our sponsors there. Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys.